Why is inflation happening? How to calculate the real rate of inflation? I'll explain next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, if you've been tuned in to various forms of media, you should be very well aware that inflation is a big concern, and Americans, consumers, they know this. And it's interesting how politicians try to pass the blame. And I'm always amazed at how the argument is we need to spend more money. We need to print more money to buy our way out of this inflationary spiral. Show me any country in the history of planet Earth that follow that philosophy of printing more money to get rid of the problem of inflation where it ever actually turned out good, okay? And so let's talk in this segment about why inflation is happening and how can you calculate the real rate of inflation. And then in the next segment, I'm going to talk about how to outpace inflation. And I've been able to do this for nearly five decades as a financial strategist and a retirement planning specialist. So why is inflation happening? Milton Friedman, the economist, he stated that inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon in the sense that it is and can be produced only by a more rapid increase in the quantity of money than in output, okay? So if you're not aware, we have been spending double and now more than triple what we bring in revenue in America. The IRS collects in taxes about $4 trillion a year. They refund in tax refunds about $800 billion. And so they've been bringing in a net of around $3.2 trillion up through last year. Now, because of COVID-19, we had all kinds of unemployment benefits and so forth. And so the government basically spent a little over double what they brought in. And you can't do that. I mean, if you were making $100,000 and you spent $200,000, you can't do that. You're going to have to service that debt or file bankruptcy. Well, instead, what happened is we passed bills that created even more spending, and the government now is spending between three to four times what they are bringing in. Now, when the government does that, they usually have two solutions. They either print more money, which they've been doing at an unprecedented rate, and they also have different ways to raise taxes directly or indirectly. And so they're doing both. And so I want to show you how you can protect yourself from the negative impact of taxes and inflation, because this is what's going to cause most retirees in particular to outlive their money in short order. And I'm going to show you how to calculate that in just a moment here. But when you have irresponsible government spending and the printing of money, this is what causes inflation, because you have this extra supply. And so what's happening is you have all these printed dollar bill, so to speak, out there that is three, four times what were in circulation before. And so the price, I mean, it's like when you have diamonds are worth a lot because they're rare. When money becomes more abundant, that doesn't make it wonderful. It creates so much supply that the value goes down. That's why dirt is sold by the dump truck load and diamonds are sold by the carat. Is this making sense? So when we talk about inflation, a lot of people don't know how to really calculate the impact. They just know when they go to the gas pump, or they go to get prescriptions, or they go to buy a used car, if you can find a used car right now, or you're wanting to relocate out of the state where you live, where you're being taxed to death, and you can't find a home, and the homes that you used to be able to purchase for $500,000 just 24 months ago are selling for $750,000, even $1 million, and you're going, what happened? Okay. Now, let's use the rule of 72 to help you understand how to calculate how the real rate of inflation is and how it can affect you. Okay? Now, the rule of 72, a lot of people understand it, meaning that if you were earning a certain given interest rate, let's say 5%, you divide 5% interest into 72, and your money will double every 14.4 years, about every 15 years, okay? So if you understand that, what have banks and credit unions been paying, okay? Not even 1%. 1% into 72 means your money will take 72 years to double. See, you can't be rowing upstream at the rate of 1 mile an hour, 1% interest, when the current of inflation during the decade of 2000 to 2010, maybe inflation was 3.5% based upon the CPI, Consumer Price Index. I'll talk about that here in a moment. And so you're rowing upstream at the rate of 1 mile an hour, and the current's coming down at 3 or 4 miles an hour, you're going backwards. And so if you were earning 8%, 8 into 72 means your money will double every 9 years. 9%, your money doubles every 8 years. If you're earning 10%, your money doubles every 7.2 years. Now, I've actually been able to earn during the last nearly five decades of my profession around 10.07% average rates of return. Sometimes during 20-year periods, a 9.62% using my favorite vehicle, which I call the laser fund. If you divide 9.6 into 72, your money doubles every 7.5 years. Yes. And so if you started out with $100,000, it would double to $200,000. Every 7.5 years, it would double to $200,000. $200,000 doubles to $400,000. $400,000 doubles to $800,000. We've had people invest $500,000. It doubled to $1 million. $1 million doubles to $2 million. $2 million doubles to $4 million. $4 million doubles to $8 million. In how many years? 30 years. It doubles every 7.5 years. Now, folks, if you're not earning a rate of return equal to or greater than the inflation rate, you're not gaining any ground. You're losing ground. Now, let's use this to calculate the real rate of inflation, okay? So they used to say inflation was only 3 or 4%. 3% into 72 means the cost of living doubles every 24 years. At 5%, it doubles every 14.4 years. At 7.2%, the cost of living doubles every 10 years. At 9.6, every 7.5. At 12%, it doubles every 6 years. At 15%, the cost of living doubles every 4.8 years. Let's just say 5 years. Now, let me tell you something here. If you've been listening to the federal government when they report inflation, you know, everybody was just shocked when they said inflation was around 5.8%. And the government tried to, you know, thump themselves on the chest saying, hey, Social Security recipients, you're going to get a 5.8% raise this year. We're heroes, because that's called the CPI, Consumer Price Index. So if you're not aware, back during the 1980s, two different times, Congress changed the way they calculate the Consumer Price Index. Why? Because during Jimmy Carter's administration, inflation was bad, really bad, not even as bad as it is right now. We have exceeded Jimmy Carter's inflationary spiral. And inflation hit double digits. And that's when the government said, we can't afford to pay Social Security recipients the real rate of inflation, cost of living increase. So we're going to change the way we calculate the CPI, Consumer Price Index. And they basically, instead of comparing the same basket of goods to the identical basket of goods the next year, the price, they changed it from apples to oranges. And so they can actually compare the price of a filet mignon steak last year, 8 ounce filet mignon steak, to 8 ounces of hamburger this year if they want. And they've been doing that. So let me just show you. I have charts that show the real rate of inflation compared to the consumer price index, and you'd be shocked with the gap or the spread. So when the government says inflation is 5.8%, you want to triple that. It's been over 15%. And they recently just came out and said, oh, inflation's over 8%. No, it's over 24%. Now, I want you to stay with me to the next segment, because the real rate of inflation, you know, when you go to the gas pump or go to buy a used car or buy a house, you know it's not 5.8%. But you have to protect yourself and outpace inflation, and I'm going to share that with you in the next segment, because the cost of living doubling every 5 years means if you could get by on $50,000 today, you're going to need $100,000 in 5 years. You're going to need $200,000 in 10 years. People can't afford that.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
How to hedge against inflation. I'll explain next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about why we are experiencing inflation because of irresponsible government spending and the printing of money. And I just roll my eyes when they say the solution is to spend more money. We need to pass more spending. No, that has never turned out well. So in this segment, let's talk about how to fight the negative impact of inflation. Not only that, but inflation is often what I call the hidden tax, because, you know, politicians, they sometimes say, oh, no, we're out for the little guy. Well, why are you hurting the little guy? Because when they pass legislation to raise the minimum wage, let's say, to $15 an hour, what they're doing, they're printing money in order to solve a lot of their issues and to make themselves look like heroes. And so that causes inflation, like I explained in the last segment. So people get a raise to $15 an hour, and it's all gobbled up at the gas pump and at the hamburger stand, if you know what I mean. It's like a hidden tax. They are also raising normal taxes, and so taxes and inflation cause most retirees to outlive their money. Let me explain simply why. Let's say that you saved for 30, 35 years, and at retirement you had $1 million nest egg, and you can extrapolate from this example if you have more than this or less than that, but you have $1 million nest egg, and let's say that you think you can earn 10%. Most Americans are not earning 10%, but let's just use this because it's a simple example. Theoretically, you could pull out $100,000 a year to be able to live on out of that $1 million nest egg and not deplete principal. But you pull out $100,000 and you're only netting $65,000, $70,000 after paying tax. And you go, oh, golly, I'm going to have to really tighten my belt. Or let's say you're more conservative, you're earning 7.5%, you only pull out $75,000. Most people, between federal and state income tax, they pay at least a third in taxes. You pull out $75,000, you pay taxes of $25,000, you're only netting $50,000 to buy gas and groceries, prescriptions, golf green fees, okay? Now, you may say, well, I can get by on $50,000 if I tighten my belt. Well, now let's add in the hidden tax, inflation. So $50,000 is not going to buy the same gallons of gas and loaves of bread in 5 years at the current real rate of inflation, 15%. Remember in the last segment, 15% inflation divided into the rule of 72 says the cost of living will double in 4.8 years. So 5 years down the road, $50,000 won't cut it anymore. It only buys what $25,000 buys today. So you have to take out $100,000 out of that IRA or 401k to net $50,000. But if you're pulling out $100,000 net, In a 33% tax bracket, you have to pull out 50% more money. You have to pull out $150,000 now out of your million-dollar nest egg, pay taxes of a third, $50,000, to net $100,000, which is what you now need to buy what $50,000 bought 5 years earlier. Is this making sense, folks? So this is what I call the tax and inflation power curve. And if inflation keeps going, which it will, mark my word, the cost of living will probably double again in another 5 years, meaning in 10 years, you will need $200,000 to buy what $50,000 buys today. And in order to net $200,000, you have to pull out $300,000 out of your million-dollar nest egg. I can tell you right now, $300,000, that's 30% of a million-dollar nest egg. Are you earning 30% return? What's going to happen to your nest egg? It's going to deplete. It's going to drain dry. In fact, even at a 10% rate of return, you're going to have to pull out $150,000 to net $100,000 to buy gas and groceries, and your nest egg will be gone in 11 years. Mark my word, I'm a retirement planning specialist. I see people outliving their money within a decade after they retire, and they go, how did this happen? And they're having to go back out into the workplace to sort of survive, okay? I don't want you in that position to be shocked because you thought you were set with your nest egg. So, folks, I'm going to give you a secret. I've been using this concept since 1997. You need to link your returns on your serious money, the money you do not want to lose. You've earmarked it for retirement and to live the rest of your life. You need to link your returns to the things that inflate. It amazes me how many financial advisors do not understand how to do this to protect their clients' money. Okay, now, before I share this with you, what causes the price of money to fall, which is what we call inflation? As the price of money falls, the price of every other commodity must go up. See, when Biden raised corporate rates. You cannot raise corporate rates when people say, well, let's tax the corporations. Let's raise it from 21% up to 28%. That's just 7%. No, it isn't. It's 33%. On every $1 million of profit that a corporation might earn, they used to pay $210,000. Now they have to pay $280,000. If it goes up to 28%, that's a 33% increase. And so corporations have to do what? Raise the prices of their goods and services or lay off people. They don't understand, when I say they, government does not understand economics and what happens. And so this is why they're like, whoa, I don't know why inflation is happening. Well, it is what it is. So how do you protect yourself? How do you link your returns to the things that inflate? Now, if you've listened to me here on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio very much, you probably know that one of my favorite financial vehicles that I use to accumulate my money tax-free and then be able to access that money tax-free, and when I die, anything that I leave behind actually increases, blossoms in value, and transfers tax-free, is a max-funded indexed universal life insurance contract where I have earned average rates of return of 9.6% over most 20-year periods since 1980, okay? Now, again, 9.6% return divided into 72 means your money doubles every 7.5 years. But what about the last year when inflation really was over 15%? Do you know that many people who have come and learned from our educational events were able to lock in gains last year of 25%, even 61.33%, and even 153%, because when there's anxiety, there's opportunity. If you want to protect yourself from the impending recession, you need to learn what to do, and indexing is the strategy that I've used for years. I don't like inflation any more than you do, but it doesn't hurt me. It helps me. And so when the market goes down, this market volatility, that spells opportunity. Because you can link your returns, and this is what happened from March of 2020 until March of 2021. In March of 2020, due to COVID-19, the market dropped about 30%. And the smart financial advisors that I have trained, they called their clients and said, link. And they linked, and a year later, the market was up, what, 66%? They netted 61.33%. And so they didn't get hurt by inflation. They actually capitalized on what was going on because of the market volatility due to inflation. Is this making sense? It's all related. I've always been able to earn a return of about 5% or more than the inflation rate at the given time.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.